would be concerned, practically all the area around the barn, between the barn and the house, and most of the farms, years ago, always had a fence between the house and the barn. And that was the idea, that anything would get out, they wouldn't be in their front yard and around that. Just like 40 head of heifers out here the other day, pushed the gate open and got all over the country here.
Is that right?
So it's, in case it wouldn't be a bad idea to have that yet, but then with the modern machinery and cars and stuff, and you drive into the barnyard, nobody wants to stop and open the gate. And the majority of farmsteads were fenced across the front years ago, because people driving stock along the road, it was always the case. I can remember when we drove our stock to market. We didn't haul it. And it was nothing over there to see a herd of 50, 60 steers being drove to town along present US 30. And shortly before my time, I've heard of men driving hogs to market. Start out in the morning and real early and cool and move these hogs along, take a wagon along behind. If a hog would get hot or something, they'd get hot and lay down, and they'd pick it up and put it in the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
I could take you to a fellow over here, a neighbor that could just tell you from now on about things like that. He's a little bit older than I am, and he's had a lot of farm experience.
Well, that'd be interesting if I had.
Working for more people than I have. Now, my setup is that I've never worked off of this farm in my locality here. See, I've always done farm work. I've never done anything else. So, outside of maybe a year, I thought I'd be an insurance salesman. I found out that I didn't I like to meet people and talk to them, but I don't like to deal with insurance companies.
I guess there are two aspects to
that. Yeah, there's a aspect of getting a customer. It's easy to get a customer, but when you got to settle a claim with a customer, you've got to, when you're dealing with your neighbors, you've got to, you can't be too hard on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you want to see a company fair. An insurance company, everything's fair as long as the money's coming to them, and when they start paying out, they're always looking for crooks. That's the sad part of about an insurance company, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
that's what gripes me on the insurance policy. I could sell insurance, and I'd enjoy business with people and sell them. But when it comes to what my main gripe was, that I couldn't always insure and settle these claims the way I thought they should be settled. I had to do as the company said. See, and that griped me. I thought if I was entitled to sell the insurance, I was entitled to make the decisions on settling the claims.
Yeah.
Because naturally, I felt that I should take care of my customers.
Yeah, I just wonder if any companies actually would be real fair. I mean, would let the man on the spot make
the
decision.
Well, there is companies that will do it. And if you've got enough, of course, the thing is there, the company has got to learn what their man will do and that he's not cheating them. But when they make a bargain to do a thing, why, they should stay by it and not have to make people sue for it.
Yeah.
That's my,
I
believe in what's good for one is good for the other. And it don't, and the golden rule holds out there too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, that's what gripped me about. I decided I'd go back and